These are the blessings of the Shema before the Shemoneh Esrei. Elohim, trustworthy King. Hear Israel, Yahweh is Elohim, Yahweh is one. Blessed is His name and His glorious kingdom for all eternity. You shall love Yahweh Elohim with all your soul, with all your heart, with all your might. Let these matters that I command you today be upon your heart. Teach them thoroughly to your children and speak to them while you sit in your home, while you walk on the way, when you retire, when you arise. Bind them as a sign upon your arms and let them be tefillin between your eyes, and write them on the doorposts of your house and upon your gates. Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 13 to 21. And it will come to pass that if you continually hearken to my commandments that I command you today, to love Yahweh your Elohim and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul, that I will provide rain for your land in its proper time, the early and the late rains, that you may gather in your grain, your wine and your oil. I will provide grass in your field for the cattle, and you will eat and be satisfied. Beware lest your heart be seduced, and you turn astray and serve gods of others and bow to them. Then the wrath of Yahweh will blaze against you. He will restrain the heavens so that there will be no rain, and the ground will not yield its produce. And you will swiftly be banished from the goodly land which Yahweh gives you. Place these words of mine upon your heart and upon your soul. Bind them as a sign upon your arm, and let them be a sign between your eyes. Teach them to your children, to discuss them while you sit in your home, while you walk on the way, when you retire, when you arise, and write them on the doorposts, on your houses, and upon your gates, in order to prolong your days and the days of your children upon the ground that Yahweh has sworn to your ancestors to give them, like the days of the heavens and the earth. Numbers 15, verse 37 to 41. And Yahweh said to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them that they are to make themselves sit seats on the corners of their garments throughout their generations, and that they are to place the sit seats on each corner of the thread of Tehillet, and it shall constitute sit seats for you, that you may see it and remember all the commandments of Yahweh to perform them, and not explore after your heart and after your eyes and after which you went astray, so that you may remember and perform all my commandments and be holy to your Elohim. I am Yahweh, your Elohim, who has removed you from the land of Egypt to be an Elohim to you. I am Yahweh, your Elohim. It is true. Yahweh, your Elohim, is true and certain, established and enduring, fair and faithful, beloved and cherished, delightful and pleasant, awesome and powerful, correct and accepted, good and beautiful is this affirmation to us forever and ever. Amen. True. The Elohim of the universe is our King. The Rock of Jacob is the shield of our salvation from generation to generation. He endures, and His name endures, and His throne is well established. His sovereignty and faithfulness endures forever. His words are living and enduring, faithful and delightful forever and to all eternity. For our forefathers and for us, for our children and for our generations, and for all the generations of your servant Israel's offsprings. Upon the earlier, upon the latter generation, this affirmation is good and enduring forever, true and faithful. It is an unbreachable decree. It is true that you are Yahweh, our Elohim and the Elohim of our forefathers, our King and the King of our forefathers, our Redeemer, the Redeemer of our forefathers, our Molder, the Rock of our salvation, our Liberator and our Rescuer. This has ever been your name, and we have no other Elohim but you, Selah. The Helper of our forefathers are you alone forever, shield and savior for them and for their children after them in every generation. At the zenith of the universe is your dwelling, and your justice and your righteousness extend to the end of the earth. Amen. True. Praiseworthy is the person who obeys your commandments and takes to his heart your teachings and your word. True. You are the master for your people and the mighty king to take up their grievances for fathers and sons. True, you are the first and you are the last, and there is none other. And other than you, we have no king, redeemer, and savior. True, from Egypt you redeemed us, Yahweh Elohim, and from the house of slavery you redelivered us. All the firstborns you slew, but your firstborn Israel you redeemed. You split the Red Sea for them, the wanton sinners you drowned, and the dear ones you brought across, and the waters covered their foe. Not one of them was left. For this, the beloved offered praises and exaltation to Elohim. The dear ones offered hymns, songs, praises, blessings, thanksgiving to the King, the living and enduring Elohim, exalted and uplifted, great and awesome, who humbles the haughty to the ground and lifts the lowly on high, withdraws the captives, liberates the humble, and helps the poor, who responds to his people Israel upon the outcry to him. Praise to the Supreme Elohim, the Redeemer, the Blessed One who is blessed. Moses and the children of Israel exclaim a song to you with great joy, and they all say, who is like you among the heavenly powers, Yahweh? Who is like you, mighty in holiness, too awesome for praise, doing wonders? With a new song, the redeemed ones praise your great name at the seashore. All of them in unison gave thanks, acknowledging your sovereignty. And he said, Yahweh shall reign for all eternity. Yahweh yimloch leolam vaed.